Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, October 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked a lot on the show about buy now, pay later companies like Klarna and Affirm that let people pay for things like shoes, pants, or dresses over four equal payments. And we've told you how there's been a push to get those payments added to people's credit reports to help them build up a good borrowing history. But the companies looked into whether adding the data to people's reports helped.
And what was found was that some 57% of consumers who would have these accounts on their credit reports would experience a, quote, material, end quote, credit score decrease that could persist for over a year despite paying the accounts on time.
So why would responsible use of buy now, pay later programs actually hurt your credit score? And what's being done to make sure the data reflects a customer's real credit worthiness? Our banking reporter Anna Maria Andriotis has been looking into this. She'll join us with some answers after the break.
Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of brighter futures for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Take a look at your credit report. You'll see entries for things like your mortgage, maybe your car loan, and credit cards that you use along with payments you've made or missed. But something you're not likely to see are purchases made through so-called buy now, pay later programs like Klarna and Affirm. So why is this data not there, despite efforts to have it included? And how could the absence of this data affect your credit profile? Buy now, pay later companies are part of WSJ reporter Anna Maria Andriotis' beat, and she joins us to discuss. Anna Maria, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be speaking with you.
So Anna Maria, refresh us for a moment. How popular have these buy now, pay later programs become? And how do these payment plans differ from other types of debt that people rack up?
Last year, some $24 billion of buy now, pay later plans, specifically something called the Pay in 4 plan, a very popular type of buy now, pay later plan, were originated. That was more than 12 times the amount from 2019. So the way that these payment plans work typically is that a consumer, when they buy an item, be it a dress, be it makeup, shoes, whatever it might be, often Pay in 4 plans are for smaller ticket purchases. They will, rather than getting charged the full amount of the purchase price when they buy the item and take it home, they're instead charged 1/4 of the price on either their credit card or their debit card. And then every 2 weeks, their card is charged or debited an additional 25% of that purchase price. So that when 4 payments are made in total over the course of every 2 weeks, the product is paid in full.
Okay, now you've been with us before talking about how consumers who use these kinds of payments should be expecting these transactions to appear on their credit reports. What's gotten in the way of that happening?
The buy now, pay later companies are concerned that the accounts, if they're added to people's credit reports, could unintentionally lower their credit scores, even if they pay on time and in full. Even more interesting, I think, is the fact that the credit reporting firms themselves, who enabled the companies to be able to report this data onto people's credit reports, as they dig into this more and do more research, what they're finding is the same concern. It appears that both the buy now, pay later companies and the major credit reporting firms in the U.S. have this shared concern that people's credit scores might not reflect how they're actually handling these accounts if the accounts are factored into their scores.
Now, why would buy now, pay later transactions hurt someone's credit profile?
What's playing out with the Pay in 4 plans is that they're different in almost every way. They do not require a monthly payment. Instead, they require that people pay every 2 weeks. In addition, they don't last very long. I mean, what we're talking about is after the person has signed up for the plan, they have 6 weeks left on the plan to repay the rest of what's owed. So the result is that you have payment plans that would be opening and closing very quickly in a very short time period on people's credit reports. When accounts close, that can have a negative impact on a person's credit score. In addition, the people who use these plans tend to sign up for them pretty often. They tend to have several of them at once. So opening credit frequently is something that can negatively impact people's credit scores. So you have the speed at which these plans are paid off being very quick, and the fact that people who use these plans tend to apply for them very often, and those two things can result in people's scores falling, even if they're paying these payment plans on time. One interesting thing that I found in working on this story, one major credit reporting firm ran a test, basically kind of like a simulation, ran a test of more than 130 million buy now, pay later loans and short-term payment plans, these pay in four plans that we're talking about. And what was found was that some 57% of consumers who would have these accounts on their credit reports would experience a, quote, material, end quote, credit score decrease that could persist for over a year despite paying the accounts on time. I think that is one of the most clear-cut indicators that I've seen that the consumer credit sector in the U.S. is just not ready for these accounts to be added into credit scores.
All right, so the way these payment programs are treated by the credit reporting companies could actually end up backfiring on consumers. But isn't the idea to help people build good credit?
One of the issues here with this information not being reflected in credit reports is that there's a lot of people handling these pay in four payment plans very responsibly, paying them on time. If this history of paying on time was to be added on credit reports, that would likely increase their chances of being able to get approved for other loans or for credit cards or for credit cards with bigger credit limits, with bigger spending limits. So people who are handling these loans, these payment plans well, paying them off on time, are being penalized by not having them reflected on credit reports because that's positive payment behavior that as consumers, you'd want lenders to know about and to be able to see when they're reviewing your application for a mortgage, for an auto loan, credit card, etc.
So where do things stand? Any progress toward this data getting into people's credit reports, you know, in a way that doesn't accidentally hurt their credit?
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been pushing both the credit reporting firms, the buy now, pay later companies as well, to get these accounts added onto credit reports in a consistent way across the board with three major credit reporting firms. But the concerns right now exist on both sides of the aisle, quite frankly, here. Last year at this time, there was a good amount of finger pointing between the two sides where the credit reporting firms were looking at the buy now, pay later companies in a somewhat sort of suspicious way, like, well, why aren't you reporting your payment plan? That's not normal. The buy now, pay later companies were looking at the credit reporting companies saying, well, these payment plans are different. You need to come up with a way of us to report this data in a way that is representative of the different type of structure that these payment plans have. And despite some steps being taken to enable that type of reporting for the buy now, pay later companies, it appears that both sides have come to some type of similar conclusion here that, wait a minute, adding these things into credit scores right now is not a good idea.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal banking reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.